No year is complete without an action movie starring Bruce Willis. The latest model comes with an unexpected twist. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan is here with a hanky for Tears of the Sun.
Tears of the Sun may make you cry, but not in the way its makers intended. This perplexing film is an example of a previously unseen hybrid, the socially conscious humanitarian action movie. Doesn't appear to be a genre with much of a future.
Eagle One, this is Star One. Do you read?
Star One, this is Eagle One. Go!
What do you got down there, LT?
I got buku bad guys between the tree line and my smoke!
Tears of the Sun can't decide if it's a Bruce Willis shoot-em-up or a Human Rights Watch infomercial about ethnic cleansing and the plight of African refugees. It tries to be both, and it is well-made and certainly well-meaning. But it reaches beyond its abilities.
We got trouble.
Front and center in the action is a Navy SEAL played by Willis. He's introduced striding off a helicopter with the sun glistening off of his shaved head. He's a killing machine who treats serious machete wounds like so many paper cuts. His assignment? Infiltrate Nigeria and extract critical personnel ASAP. That's actually in the script. The critical personnel aren't beleaguered members of the Nigerian Film Critics Association under fire from irate producers. No, it's a heroic bush doctor played by Monica Bellucci. She won't be evacuated unless her numerous patients can leave with her.
The border of Cameroon is only 40 miles away. You could fly these people out in a half hour's time, Lieutenant.
Can't do that, man.
Why not?
Because my orders are very clear. Evacuate the priest, you, and the two nuns.
What about those who can walk? We can take them out on foot.
They are not my responsibility. You are my responsibility, Dr. Kendricks.
Non ci credo, non è possibile. Come fa a non capire?
Our hero balks. Then he has a change of heart. And a friend of the downtrodden emerges.
He strongly suggested that we turn over Arthur and abandon these refugees out here in the bush. I'll tell you right now, I'm not going to do that. Can't do that.
What liberates the SEAL's secret softy are the genuine atrocities he encounters. These scenes play like a sincere attempt to show us what really happens during the brutal wars that have plagued so much of the planet in recent years. But the film does not have the sensibility or the skills to do what it wants to. It just can't convincingly portray its victims as real people. They, like the character Bruce Willis plays, come across as stereotypes.
You know as well as I do what's going to happen to him if I leave him out here.
It's not going to be a trial. It's not going to be a jury.
They're going to take him outside the courthouse and put two in his head.
On a considerably lighter note, those with long memories for foolishness will remember that Willis's estranged wife, Demi Moore, also donned the Navy SEAL uniform in G.I. Jane. Does this portend a trend where former spouses play members of the same elite combat unit? Are Sean Penn and Madonna going to star in the remake of the Green Berets? Will Jeff Goldblum and Gina Davis join the Delta Force? Hollywood is always at its best when heeding America's call.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, movie critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.